What's the word on Main Street? Thanks for asking. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. This afternoon, you could go to the art opening for Barbara Brady's show at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville. From 1 to 4 p.m. today, we're all invited to light refreshments, conversation, and discussion of the creative process. That's at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville. You'll want to go on the early side so you can still make it to the art opening in Stonington, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Stonington Public Library. There, you can see two exhibits of photography by Stonington resident Carol Walsh. The first, Look Up, is a series of New England church spires. Her photographs are taken with little to no context, encouraging the viewer to study the architecture and, when outside, to heed her titular advice. The second, Indigenous Basketry, are photographs of baskets from the Southwest, California, and Northwest in the Peabody Museum of Archaeology and Ethnology at Harvard University, where Carol studied Indigenous textiles in the 1970s. Today's artist reception at the library in Stonington runs 2 to 4 p.m. Light refreshments and beverages will be served, and live music will be performed by Ragosa Rose. You know it's summer when walking tours of the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts campus begin. Tours are offered Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pre-registration is required at haystack-mtn.org. If you've never been to the Haystack campus, different from the office space in Deer Isle Village, be warned, the campus is almost a 15-minute drive from the center of Deer Isle. Postcard-worthy views all along the way might add even more time. Also, the tour involves many, many stairs. Pre-registration is required at haystack-mountain.org. You can check out the photos then to make sure everyone in your party will be excited with the tour. Also, the tour doesn't include the studios or other buildings so as not to disturb the artists who are at work. Is it still worth it, you wonder? Yes. Yes, it is. Other opportunities to visit Haystack include artist presentations, when Haystack faculty, visiting artists, and studio assistants give presentations about their work, sharing ideas and influences. Self-guided studio walkthroughs occur at the end of each summer workshop session. Finally, the end-of-session auctions include work made by workshop faculty and participants. All the details can be found at haystack-mtn.org. I read that Bucksport Library, the Buck Memorial Library, was kicking off its summer reading program with The Goats of Loud Dog Farm. My ears perked up as I imagined all the kids reading together. See what I did there? But then I figured it must be the title of a book, Goats of Loud Dog Farm. But it's not! Loud Dog Farm, located in Orrington, has real goats, and cows and chickens, but the goats will be attending story time. This is happening on Saturday, June 7th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Bucksport Library. Don't have kids and think you'll feel weird showing up at the story hour? You can visit the farm directly. Check out Loud Dog Farm's Facebook page for more information on that. Otherwise, it's bucklibrary.org. Are you all bah humbug about the glimpses of summer weather we've had? No worries. You can continue to hibernate on the couch with a book. Join the book group at Chase Emerson Memorial Library when they're discussing The Glassmaker by Tracy Chevalier. They're meeting 2 to 3 p.m. on June 1st. That's at the Deer Isle Library. On June 2nd, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Stonington Public Library, you can join Sally McConnell for a discussion about The Sympathizer by Vietan Nguyen. June 3rd, as part of the Peninsula Pride celebration, local author Chris Davis will discuss her book, Worthy, The Memoir of an Ex-Mormon Lesbian. That's at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Public Library. None of these grab you? Go to ellsworthlibrary.net for information on book clubs in Ellsworth, or to bangorpubliclibrary.org for offerings in the big city. On Thursday, June 5th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Blue Hill Library, you can attend the Blue Hill Maritime History Exhibition, featuring a discussion of the artifacts. This will warm you up for Blue Hill's Maritime Heritage Festival, which takes place this year on August 9th. But the discussion about the artifacts at the library is 6 o'clock Thursday night. Got an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. Now that you've heard the word on Main Street, get on out there. This has been Bossy Boots' Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?